This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey, Kevin, and Mike. Shippy is back in the studio. We are live from Surprise. Spring training coverage is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, Twin Peaks, and Jellyfish Lighting. And Kevin, I know you want to ask the questions right now. 877-881-1053. What are your most pressing spring training questions? 877-881-1053. We have a baseball expert in the house with us.
He does not care about baseball at all right now. Yeah. All he cares about is the rest of the catalog of Marky Mark, and he's looking stuff up on his Spotify right now.
Yeah, there's a song called What So What Chu Sayin', and I wanted to hear it and see if I could present it to Sinsu Chu here in spring training, and he could have this as a walk-up song, and it does start off with a good beat.
Okay.
So What Chu Sayin'? Instead of What You Saying.
Well, we'll see if Shippy
could be a
can
good
get
walk-up
that
song.
Audio and we, then can we can use listen that.
To it. Yeah, we can go through it again. Yeah. We'll ask Shippy to do it. All right, here's one thing I wanted y'all to know. A Pudge Rodriguez statue has been unveiled out at the new, is this
Globe
the song?
Life.
Oh, yep, God. Is it.
Yeah, it is. So What You Saying. I think we should do the segment to What You Saying. Huh?
Oh, my God. I hate it so much. I hate it.
I like it, dude. I kind of like it.
Good beat, man.
Yeah, man. That's a good for two to
Marky
walk
Mark.
Up to.
Am I smoking a joint in 1994? What is happening right now?
Maybe. All right. So
1991.
The Pudge Rodriguez statue has been unveiled.
And 91 was when Rodriguez made his debut in
Get
the major leagues.
Get out of here.
Wow. It's all coming together.
Oh, my God.
It's all coming together.
This is the worst baseball segment I've ever
it's
been
It's like
involved
we planned
in.
It and we didn't.
Yep.
I think the statue's pretty cool looking. He looks big. Like he looks really big in the statue. It's not lifelike. It's not life-size.
Can we do a video after the show of the statues outside of the first baseline here at the ballpark?
Yeah, you call them Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, I'm convinced that those kids were left behind at the ballpark and turned into statues.
877-881-1053. Text in your questions about this Rangers upcoming season.
From the 972, are they still flying the jets out there? I will tell you, the thing I've noticed the most is the amount of lawn maintenance that goes in every single day. There was a harrowing moment about an hour ago where the guy mowing the lawn got up to the T logo for the Rangers, and they had to lift up the blades because for half a second, it looked like his supervisor yelled at him to, hey, don't run over the T and kick all of that up. And so it took him like 2 minutes to lift the blades and get around the tee.
Maybe they should cover it. Maybe they should put a bag over that tee.
What's happening to KC right now?
Yeah. Yeah, explain what's happening to the K and the C, Kevin.
They're using the leaf blower on it, all right? I'm smart enough to know how to get around that, all right?
I think this is so therapeutic. I would love to be part of a grounds crew and do stuff like this. And that won't be possible really now at the new ballpark because it's AstroTurf.
Now,
so this stuff, I mean, I guess they'll have to use the blower because they'll have to blow, you know, trash off of the fake grass.
But they will have dirt, though, on the infield, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like one of those fake dirt infields. It's going to be actual dirt out there, and the pitcher's mound will be dirt. So you'll have to still do some sort of maintenance.
You know what'll be interesting?
More vacuuming than anything else.
Is the pitcher's mound will retract down into the ground.
Oh, cool.
What?
Could the pitcher come up from
Are
underneath the
yeah.
stadium?
Yeah, so sometimes the mound will be worked on underground because it goes underground, so then they can flatten out the surface so they can play football game there if they needed to or a soccer game or whatever. So when they have concerts, the mound will go away, so they won't ruin the mound. So the mound goes.
But don't you want Mick Jagger to come up on the mound?
I want Corey Kluber to like make his entrance that way,
like in Rocky IV.
They all go underneath the stadium,
and then all of a sudden they
the
whole team on the mound, and they come out from the bottom, and then they all take their positions from there instead of the dugout.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh my God.
877-881-1053. Flex Leasing Fan Text. Kevin?
From the 936, is it true there is a Pluckers in the stadium? Yes, there is a Pluckers in the stadium.
I did. This is an interesting question. Roof open or closed on opening day?
Sandler said he thinks roof open opening day and then closed second day.
As long as the weather.
Sure.
Okay, so that could be it. I will say this, and this is what is going to happen. I don't know if it'll be this year, but because the players just don't know how it will play with roof open versus roof closed. When Brandon Webb was a Cy Young winner and a stud for the Arizona Diamondbacks, he got to choose. So the starting pitcher, if the starting pitcher, and you have a good one, says, I never want the roof open, no matter what the temperature, no matter how beautiful it is outside, I want to pitch with the roof closed all the time. So I know the elements all the time, and nothing's going to mess with the ball in a certain way, then that's what's going to happen.
Wow.
So it won't always be determined by the organization. If it's kind of like the starting pitcher chooses the jersey color for the most part in most games. And so the roof open, roof closed situation might not always be up to the Texas Rangers. If the starting pitcher, and let's just say it's Mike Minor, 2 months into the season is like, look, I don't want to pitch with the roof open, then the roof will be closed. And probably 2 months into the season, the roof's going to be closed most of the time anyway.
Mike, you grew up in Texas. You grew up throwing in the heat.
Right.
Did you prefer playing with outside whenever you were in the pros?
Yes, I hated throwing in AstroTurf indoor stadiums. I played in Montreal, which was an older one, Houston, Arizona. Those are the ones that come to mind. There might be a Tampa. It's different. I don't like it. I'm not saying you're not going to like the new ballpark. Everything we hear, it's beautiful. It's going to be brand new and outstanding. I never liked the feeling, I played in Minnesota at the Metrodome.
Oh, wow.
I never liked pitching and playing and being kind of – it just felt different to me being indoors.
From the 214, is Chirinos – going to get hit more because he was part of the Astros cheating team. But that's the thing, is he was not. Yeah, we had him on the show yesterday, and he talked about all these questions he was being asked. And he said at one point, guys, I wasn't on that team, right?
Yeah.
Do I believe that last year's team, Astros team, cheated? Kind of. But he was not on that 2017 team. That is interesting, though, if some people will take shots at him because he's guilt by association. Fair or unfair?
Yeah,
still.
And I would say it's a small possibility. There might be somebody, but I think that the guys that are in the biggest trouble for getting hit are going to be Bregman and Altuve, 1 and 2. Springer will be in trouble. Correa could possibly be in trouble. Reddick, who's kind of talked trash.
Yes, he has.
Afterwards. So I just think those guys will be in trouble. Now, McCullers, I know, will attack the other team. So if McCullers is on the mound and you hit one of the Astros, he's not just going to say, okay. Just listening to McCullers and kind of hearing what type of person he is, it just sounds like Lance McCullers won't take it and immediately attack the next hitter he gets to see.
Is there going to have to be an in-depth conversation with the umpires at the start of every series with the Astros then? Because I don't think you can say, don't hit somebody, because then people are never going to feel like they got their justice.
Early on, I believe that there's going to be a lot of meetings with the umpires and sending out memos when they're playing the Astros. Just know that we're watching these series closely. And if you go after the Astros and we believe you intentionally did it, we're going to make the penalty harsh, which is really funny that they're going
to make. How can you do that?
Because they just don't want that style of baseball anymore. And I get it. Like, if you listen to Ben Grieve and Michael Young, I never had to get into the box where I felt like I was going to get hit. And, I didn't have many at bats. But as a pitcher, you don't really feel that way unless you're going after guys. They want to get their automatic out. So you know that they're not going to want to brush you off of the plate. They want to get you out as quickly as possible. So I've never been at the plate going, oh, man, there's a good chance I'm going to get hit here because of the actions of whoever. So I would just say take a walk on the wild side. I would say that you should allow it and let the game. It's entertaining to the game. We're thinking about entertainment. What's one of the most entertaining things in hockey, Shippy?
Fights.
Yeah. And goals. So if we get fights, then we get fights. That's part of the entertainment of the game.
From the 214, is it true they just moved Minute Maid from Houston to Dallas? I know that infuriates Jared, but there's definitely some similarities, right?
Like what?
Like just the overall look of the entire park.
MLB stripped them of their stadium, not their title.
It just doesn't seem unique compared to the ballpark.
The way left field is, I know left field is a higher wall, but they brought left field in, and then it shoots out. It has that, the way that you see the Astros kind of with the porch in left field, and then that straight line shootout where there's that weird corner. It has the weird corner there. It looks like right field is going to be a short porch. But look, once we get in there and we walk around, if you've ever walked around Minute Maid Park, we'll be able to make a better assessment ourselves. Jared says it doesn't look anything like it or feel anything like it besides it's indoors. I've heard from other people that have been in there that say it's similar to Minute Maid. So we'll get to take a look at it as a we are going to be there on opening day, and as a Rangers fan, you're going to get to take it in at some point this season. You'll get to see if it feels like Minute Maid Park to you.
I did have a question based on something that Chris Woodward said this morning.
All right.
Are you buying Rugi?
Yes.
Because of Chris Woodward?
Yes.
He convinced me today that Rugi is training smarter.
This is what's going to happen at Cowboys and Oxnard, too. But, yeah, I'm not convinced he's going to make the All-Star team. But I am convinced we're not going to get 165 for the month of April and go, please stop playing him. The way that he's talking about his approach and how he's not going to try to do certain things, obviously it'll be a thing that he's never been able to accomplish in his career, and that would be a somewhat disciplined hitter, except for very short amounts of time. But the way that he's talking about it, Woody, makes me believe that we're going to get a way more disciplined Rugi Odor, where we're going to get possibly a 250 hitter. And that would be on the high side, but I'll be disappointed.
I'd be encouraged after the last few years.
With everything, once again, that's being said about spring training, Rugi Odor, oh, I love this open.
Shut up!
I just expect him, I'll be disappointed if he bats under 240.
From the A17.
What is this? What song is this one?
Gonna have a good time.
If it's not Good Vibrations, I don't know. From the A17, Mike, did you ever get a really good hit in the majors?
Yeah, I have two doubles.
Okay, so I wanted to know a little bit more about that because Corey was joking about the fact that we heard the story of your career, which I really wanted to know about.
Corey doesn't remember it, even though I did give a – he won't remember what I said.
All right, but you had a couple of, like, really good hits because you were a good hitter in high school.
I was, so – I have two doubles. One of the doubles, which I've talked about, I knew what pitch was coming when I was on the Nationals.
Trash can.
Yep, and they hit the trash can for me. Is the Cincinnati Reds pitcher, and I'm sorry, I forget who it was pitching, but he got 0-2 on me, and then he threw two sliders in the dirt that really weren't that close, and the catcher got mad at him and yelled at him to just put him away. So I've assumed, well, that fastball. Being said, he's going to throw a fastball, and he's going to throw a strike, so I'm swinging. So I hit a ball in the left center gap for a double, and I did the same against the Marlins in 2002. But my problem was I came up to the major leagues, and I showed that I could hit the ball pretty good to start off. A.J. Burnett, I hit a one-hopper up the middle my first ever at bat, and he caught it behind his back, and he had struck out seven of our first eight hitters. So I was able to put the ball in play pretty hard, and then the next at bat I hit like a soft line drive to left field, and they catch the ball. So my next game, I'm going against the Montreal Expos and Tony Armas Jr.
Yep.
And I get a runner on second and two outs, and I'm going to swing at first pitch most likely because it's going to be a fastball. And he throws first pitch slider.
Oh.
And that's when I knew, and I laid off of it because I saw the spin. I was like,
oh, crap, they already know. Like, when you come up and they don't know you can hit as a pitcher, you're like, good, I'm going to get a lot of fastballs away and I can handle those well. But when they start mixing in breaking balls on you first pitch,
trouble.
That will definitely take your timing off as a guy who doesn't get to practice hitting much.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.